Hi, and we're back with more live elections coverage this week on Star. Now we're moving on to talk about the debates officer. And here in the studio with us is Chase Hopkins today. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. So just tell us a bit about yourself and how your campaign has been going so far.
Okay, my name is Chase Hopkins. As you said, I'm running for president of the Debate Society. I am a second year. I do modern history. I'm from California, and I can indeed surf. That's sort of the stereotype about it, people from California. The campaign's going rather well, I think. It's a bit of an outsider's campaign, a bit of a dark horse underdog effect to it, because I am sort of the bit of an outsider compared to the lovely chap that I'm running against. But I'm running, that's kind of part of the essence of my campaign, is I'm running as sort of a fresh face, the sort of ideal public face that can come in and continue to push the society onward and upward and make the society better, more exciting, more innovative, more relevant to St. Andrews.
Great, thank you very much. Dinara is going to lead you into more in-depth discussion.
So you've touched on it already, but what is your main reason or your main motivation to want to be the debates officer?
Well, there are really three reasons, and of course debaters love to speak in threes, so I'm going to fall into that trap today. The first reason is because I think, as I said, debates can be more exciting, more innovative, and more relevant to St. Andrews, and we can do that by making public debates, our Thursday debates, more interesting, more relevant, perhaps more funny on certain occasions, or more prestigious in other occasions, bringing in more speakers. And I think we need to better serve St. Andrews by perhaps developing our public speaking workshops and continuing to serve our charitable outreach programs that we do so well. The second reason why I'm running is that the Debate Society is actually tragically underfunded, especially compared to, say, our peers at Cambridge, Oxford, Durham, even Edinburgh. We are tragically underfunded. And the current leadership has done a fairly good job of building up our accessible revenue and starting to open the door to corporate sponsorship. But I want to push that really, really hard. And I do have some experience in corporate sponsorship. I worked sort of in that over the summer in Washington, D.C., and I actually have some contacts with some major international financial services firms that I think will prove valuable in pushing that. And I've already started a conversation with a North American financial services group that are very interested in sort of bringing in some extra money and getting their name on some things like we are doing with a different firm at the moment. And really the third reason why I'm running is because I honestly, and it's a bit sappy, I suppose, but I think the Debate Society embodies what's best about St. Andrews, what I love most about St. Andrews, and that's that sort of competition for ideas, that atmosphere where questions that really strike to the very heart of what we're discussing aren't only permitted, but they're encouraged, where we're our tutors, our lecturers, our peers encourage us and support us as we kind of push the envelope continually. And I think the UDS embodies is sort of the cornerstone of that essence here in St. Andrews. I'm really enthused about being a part of that.
Well, that's really great. And just out of interest, what's been your favorite debate that you've participated in or sat in?
You know, I think my favorite debate that we've done, well, not my favorite debate that we've done, but my favorite one that I participated in was, I debated last fall. Actually, that was the first time I did a Thursday night public debate. I did a debate on, the motion was, it was pertaining to feminism. I think it was, "This House Believes Women Can Have It All." Mm-hmm. But I was asked at the last minute to step in on the opposition. So I was arguing against the motion, saying that women can't have it all.
Oh, God.
And I was the only man arguing. So it was set up to be very sexist from the start. And Chloe Hill, of course, who is a very strong feminist, as I would consider myself in her own right, was on my side as well. And so we kind of walked into this saying, what, are we just going to be misogynist? We don't really know how to do this. But in the end, it was absolutely brilliant because we had a really fun time. We kind of twisted the motion around, and in the end, the House voted, I think, 125 with us and 20 against, because we managed to twist it around. And it was very fun. It was all very kind of wordplay, joking, a lot of banter. It was very fun. So
great.
Good. There are actually a few questions in the buzz box for you, if you feel like answering them.
Fire away.
Well, okay, well, the first one is why does Chase have an English trying to his accent?
That's really funny. you know, I usually don't get that question that often here, but when I go back to California every once in a while, people are like, so what country are you from? Like, I grew up down the street from here. And they're like, what? No, that's not possible. I don't know why my voice has an English twang, I guess. My parents kind of speak in a New England-esque style, which might be why. I guess I was raised around that. Mm. I don't know. Hopefully it's exciting and not standoffish.
Oh, yeah. And the other one overlaps with something that I was going to ask you. What is it that you're chasing when you say chase success?
Well, I think we're chasing several things. We're kind of chasing success in terms of making ourselves more, as a society, making ourselves more interesting, to kind of push the envelope in what we do and how much fun we have and also how we remain relevant to students here. And I think we're also kind of chasing that ideal, because of course at St. Andrews we're all very competitive, and we're kind of chasing that ideal that we can continually do better, we can continue to push the envelope, move onward and upward. So that's what we're chasing.
Yes. Okay. So what is... what's your main means of bringing in more students to engage with the society?
Well, I think to bring in more people into the society, you have to kind of take it on, you have to kind of attack it with on multiple fronts. You need to make, you need to continue to make the Thursday night public debates more interesting, more exciting, etc. You also need to make sure that our public training workshops, both for competitive debating and for public speaking in general, are well publicized, well attended, to kind of bring people in, continue to make those relevant, because of course in that instance we're really trying to serve an actual need, because of course everyone can learn how to be a better public speaker, and it's a very valuable asset. So it's an interest that we need to serve. And we can also try to bring more people into the fold of competitive debating as well. I've done a little bit of it. A lot of people in the society start at university and do very well, and so there's a lot of avenues by which to bring people in there as well. So it's really a multi-pronged approach.
Yes.
I was wondering, I've attended a few of the debates that you've put on.
Great.
And I was very impressed by the amount of, you know, very prominent speakers that you bring mm-hmm. in. How would you ensure that that was still the case if you were elected?
Well, it's a tricky thing. But it's a very important thing to bring in relevant speakers. And, of course, part of it is a money matter. And that's why I think bringing in more corporate sponsorship is key to bettering the debate society, is having more money to bring in more speakers and also better fund our competitive debating obligations. But bring up more people from London, from England, from Edinburgh, from everywhere. That's part of it. And the other part of it is you just kind of have to continue to walk the very fine line between debates that are amusing and interesting and also debates that are relevant, where you're going to have people coming in who want to say, yes, I do want to debate on this subject because I want to debate on, I don't know, sex abuse in the Catholic Church because it's in the news, it's relevant. But it's also interesting because people care about it, or it seems intriguing in a weird sort of way. So there's a very fine line that has to be trod.
Right. Okay. Well, do you have any other questions, Denora?
Yes, one final question. Another one from the Buzzbox. But what would be your personal ideal debate to be in?
That's a tricky question. My ideal debate... I think what would be really fun, and we're sort of doing this already, but we could do it more. I think it would be fun if we did more... the occasional sort of choreographed debate. We're doing one later this week, on Thursday night at 7:30 in Lower Parliament Hall, the annual history debate, which is not, it's this year, it's the motion is this House would let the American colonies become their own country, because it's, of course it's set in 1776, but it's kind of that sort of spirit of sort of setting a debate in a historical context, or perhaps in a modern context, but as a choreographed debate where you perhaps put actors in as famous people or perhaps deceased famous people or sort of things like that, to kind of vary the schedule. Of course we need our intensive, perhaps more policy-heavy debates and our funny debates like we did on Valentine's Day, but we also need the occasional perhaps bring in mermaids or something. So,
yeah, great. Well, just as a few closing remarks, why should people vote for you this Thursday and Friday?
People should vote for me on Thursday and Friday for the reasons I've outlined, and also because I really am incredibly enthused about coming into the debate society and serving as a public face, a public figure who can who can continue to push the envelope and continue to push the society with a bit of a more outsider's perspective, which I think is beneficial because it brings in a bit of fresh blood and a fresh face, so to speak, that will enable us as a society, as a committee, of course, leading the society, to continually better what we're doing, continually make ourselves more exciting, more interesting, more relevant, etc. So
great. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.